A grand jury has indicted a third member of the Duke University lacrosse team on charges of first-degree rape. Police say the player sexually assaulted a woman who was hired to perform at a team party as an exotic dancer. All three suspects deny the charges. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
With today's indictment, the co-captain of Duke's lacrosse team now stands accused of the same crimes as the two previously charged players: first-degree forcible rape, first-degree sexual offense, and first-degree kidnapping. 23-year-old David Evans of Bethesda, Maryland, turned himself into police this afternoon, flanked by his parents, a Washington attorney and lobbyist. And standing with some of his lacrosse teammates, he made a brief statement to the media outside the Durham, North Carolina jail.
I am innocent. Every member of the Duke University lacrosse team is innocent. You have all been told some fantastic lies, and I look forward to watching them unravel in the weeks to come, as they already have in weeks past, and the truth will come out.
Evans was one of three team captains who hosted the party where the alleged crime took place, a raucous spring break celebration where two women were hired to perform as exotic dancers. Police say one of the women was assaulted in the bathroom. She identified her alleged attackers by looking at lacrosse team photos. Evans' defense lawyer, Joe Cheshire, today said the lacrosse players have been caught up in what he called a sad day for justice.
They are victims. Their families are victims. This community is a victim, and our justice system is a victim. And these boys not only will prove that they are not guilty, but they will prove unquestionably that they are innocent.
The prosecutor in the case, District Attorney Mike Nifong, didn't comment on today's indictments. After granting dozens of interviews when news of the alleged crime first surfaced, he said little about the case since mid-March. Defense lawyers, meanwhile, have aggressively used the media to argue their point of view, releasing photos, DNA test results, and other evidence they say supports the players' claims of innocence. Defense attorneys also continue to question the credibility of the woman, who Cheshire refers to as a false accuser.
None of the statements that this woman makes tie in with the truth in any way, shape, or form.
Cheshire conceded lacrosse players may have used racial slurs at the party to taunt the woman, who's African American. All but one member of the lacrosse team is white. But Cheshire downplayed the significance of those remarks and said he does not see this as a case about race. This weekend, several African American organizations in North Carolina launched a website to support the alleged victim. And Victoria Peterson, an activist in Durham's black community, criticized defense lawyers today for questioning the woman's honesty.
I've spoken to the family, and the family is outraged about how these people are trying to portray this young lady on the media. These three men weren't just indicted out of the clear blue sky. They have evidence that these men were there and that something took place in that house.
At Duke University, administrators issued a short statement responding to today's indictment, which came one day after the school's graduation ceremony. They said it's important to remember an indictment is not a conviction, and they asked the community to balance judgment with compassion. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.